Hello, I'm State Representative Adam Byrd from the 66th Ohio House District.
And I'm State Representative Don Jones from the 95th Ohio House District. Welcome to Conversation Ohio.
Welcome to this edition of Conversation Ohio. I'm your host, Gail Crawley. I'm pleased to have with me today State Representatives Adam Byrd and Don Jones. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Representative Byrd, tell us about your current district and the counties you represent.
Absolutely. Ohio House District 66 is right along the river, and it's just east of Cincinnati. It's geographically most of Claremont, the southeastern section of Claremont, and all of Brown County.
Okay. What about you, Representative Jones?
So the 95th House District is the largest geographic district in the Ohio House, and it's in eastern Ohio. Tell everyone it starts in eastern and ends up in southeastern. I have five counties. I have all of Carroll County, all of Harrison County, the western portion of Belmont, all of Noble County, and then the northern and eastern part of Washington County.
Okay. Okay. Now, I understand that you guys are the sponsors of House Bill 583. Rep. Byrd, tell us about the legislation.
Well, House Bill 583 is a bill that addresses a critical shortage in substitute teachers in Ohio. And so school districts across Ohio have been dramatically affected for the last couple of years in that it's been difficult to have enough teachers, and especially substitute teachers. And when you don't have enough teachers, you may have to cancel school. You may have to go to remote. You may have teachers that have to give up their plan period in order to teach someone else's class. You may have an art teacher or a music teacher or a PE teacher that can't teach that class for that day. And so they're going to have to go teach someone else's class. And so it has a dramatic impact on a school district when you're not able to have enough substitute teachers.
Rep. Jones, is there anything you want to add?
Well, you know, I think Representative Byrd has you know, covered the basis of the bill. We recognize, the pandemic has caused issues. You know, finding substitute teachers wasn't easy to begin with, and the pandemic has made it even more difficult. So, you know, and our goal, Representative Byrd being a former superintendent and myself being a former teacher, I mean, we took what we've passed in the last couple of general assemblies, and we're going to extend it out, but we're going to sunset it in 2 years.
Okay.
That way, this is not a permanent fix. It just is to help us get us on through. And we also put an appropriation into the bill to help with the federal school lunch programs that our schools take advantage of as well.
Well, I want to congratulate you on the bill passing Ohio House. This is great, great, great bill. What inspired you, Representative Byrd, to introduce the legislation?
Well, you know, as many good bills do, it starts with conversations back home.
Sure.
And, you know, we want to provide good service as state representatives to the constituents that we serve. Mm-hmm. And so that includes conversations with including teachers, principals, superintendents, school board members, back home. And so, you know, when we talk about this bill, this is a bill that teachers want. This is a bill that superintendents and school boards want. Everybody recognizes this need. And I think that's why it did pass the House so quickly. And I do commend the speaker for bringing it to the floor very quickly. I commend Chairman Manning for bringing it to a committee vote very quickly, because everybody realizes that what we have currently that we've been using for the last 2 years is going to sunset this summer. And so we need to get something in place for the start of next school year.
What was your inspiration, Representative Jones?
Well, you know, my wife is an elementary school teacher. And, you know, and I would hear from her whenever she would come home and say, you know, they had a teacher that was out and they couldn't find anyone to cover the class. And, you know, and she also told me about the success that we have had with what we have been doing. You know, it's been a good thing. Some of the young people that are in college came back during their spring break to you know, fill in, and local students who maybe didn't leave home and are going to a local school, they've been able to come in on their days that they don't have class, you know, and substitute teach. So, and I think just the fact that, you know, whenever you hear those stories from those schools that say we had to put two classes full of kids into an auditorium,
wow.
you know, and have one teacher watch because mm-hmm. we just didn't have enough subs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, education doesn't happen whenever that takes place. So we, you know, we had to step up and make sure that we do not continue to have this problem, you know, going forward.
Rep Burt, what kind of feedback have you received on the legislation?
It's been positive,
mm-hmm.
and people appreciate that, and they appreciate the fact that we're recognizing the issue that school districts are facing right now. And you know, there's another part of this bill, and it is an amendment that was offered and accepted that mm-hmm. Created a study group to look at the issues, the causal issues for why we are having trouble in this area. Is there something that we're doing in education that's causing a lack of teachers? Is there something that we're doing that's causing a lack of substitute teachers?
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do to improve that? And so that's a big part of this bill, and something that we've got to figure out, because you know, we have businesses coming to Ohio. We want to be a great place for businesses to operate. And so in order to do that, we have to continue to focus on workforce development.
Absolutely.
And so that's why education is such an important part of Ohio's future.
Rep. Jones, what are the next steps for the bill?
So, you know, the bill's headed to the Senate, and, you know, we will work with our colleagues in the Senate to
mm-hmm.
try to get this bill, you know, through that process and, you know, get the hearings that it deserves and needs. But, you know, I think, you know, our goal is to get this passed and signed by the governor so that, you know, it's in effect for the next school year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Representative Byrd and I have talked, you know, the study group is going to be important, but, you know, we originally started out with this bill to maybe rewrite some of the requirements for a substitute teacher.
Okay.
You know, and I want to point out the fact that, you know, currently right now to get a substitute teaching license, you have to have a bachelor's degree.
Mm.
And, you know, and this was stated in committee during some of our testimony that, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll speak for Appalachia because I represent Appalachia. You know, if you have a bachelor's degree, you're probably going to have a full-time job someplace with, you know, with a bachelor's degree in Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's something that isn't common, you know, in other parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think long-term, we want to get this bill passed. Short-term, we want to get this bill passed. But long-term, I think we really need to look at what we're doing with our substitute teachers.
I see. Finally, for those who are watching at home that might have questions, how can they contact your office? We'll start with you, Representative Byrd.
We'd love to hear from you at 614-644-6034. Call us anytime, or you can email anytime, any day, rep66@ohiohouse.gov. We're anxious to hear from you.
Representative Jones.
Sure. So my office number is 614-644-8728, or they can also email our office at rep95@ohiohouse.gov as well. And we would love to hear, you know, what folks think and their, you know, their opinions. As Rep. Byrd said, we, you know, that's where bills get started, are from those conversations.
Well, it's always good to see you, representatives, and I want to thank you for joining us on Conversation Ohio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.